isn't Brenda Beth. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Jody Vacantino is playing that song.
Live from your computer and other mobile devices, Bag of Goodies Productions, Outlaw Finance Store Productions presents another episode of The Josie Show. Tonight, Josie welcomes Peter Andre, Mike McCarroll, and Peachy Pyron. I'm Alan Firestone along with Tina Passantino. And now, because she ran out of coupons to use at Chuck E. Cheese, Josie Passantino.
Welcome to the Josie Show. We have a very fun episode for all of you. It's going to be a jam-packed show of back-to-back guests, so I'm very excited. So tonight we get to speak with Peter Andre, Mike McCarroll, and Peachy Pyron. So we are going to talk to all three of those wonderful, wonderful artists. And then later on in the show, we will tell you all about our VIPs here on the Josie Show and how you could become one if you wish. So it's going to be a great night. So please stay tuned to the whole entire show so you do not miss a beat. So I believe our guest is here, so let's just get started. Let's just jump right in. Come on. So everyone, please welcome my first guest of the night, Peter Andre. Yes.
Hi there, Josie. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine. You're just talking to a guy from Sweden, and it's 2 o'clock in the night here. And I just love to talk to you in the middle of the night.
I love that. Well, thank you very, very much for talking to me, you know, with it being so late. I appreciate it. Thank you.
No, it's an honor. I just got off stage here from Joseph's House of Blues in Stockholm, Sweden, and it was just great. And the audience were very happy to know that we're going to be on the American radio tonight, so I'm honored.
Yes, it is going to be so much fun. I'm very honored as well. I'm very excited to be talking with you. We have a couple great songs of yours tonight, and then also we get to find out more about you, see what's been going on, all that fun stuff. We got it.
I have no secrets. You just bring it on. I can tell you anything.
All right. Perfect. I like that.
What do you
want to
know?
Well, first off here, how about we just start, you know, at the beginning with how music all started for you. When did this all start?
No, you were lost there for a second.
Oh, sorry about that. How did music all start for you? When did it all start?
Well, how did my music life start?
Yes.
That's your question? Well,
yeah.
You know, yeah. I think I was 5 years old when I started singing gospel in church, and I'm a very much a believer, and started singing gospel music, and then a lot of rock and pop and everything, and I was in talent contests here in Sweden from the age of 13, and I've been touring all over the Nordic countries like Finland, Denmark, Norway, Sweden, and some other European countries like Germany, England, and some different places. And but my favorite town in the world is Nashville, Tennessee, and I'm going to move there in maybe a year or two. I'm working on that right now with my manager, Mr. Charlie Wayne Phelps, a very great guy. So I was in Nashville in October and November, and now I'm working hard to move over there, and I'm proud to be a Swedish person, but I'm very much an American person in a Swedish body.
You know, I was going to ask you, because you are in Sweden. Is country music very popular in Sweden? Because, you know, how did you find your love for country music?
Well, actually, my love for country music comes out of my biggest guru of all times. It's Dolly Parton, of course. And my love for country music came out of listening to Dolly Parton when I was growing up. My daddy used to play the accordion, and at one time, I think I was 8 or 9 years old, he started playing Jolene on the accordion, and he tried to sing it. Of course, he couldn't sing it, but I liked the tune. It was better listening to Dolly's version, of course. But I think that
yeah.
It's because of Dolly Parton that I came into country music. And Sweden, yes, we have a tradition with country music over here, too, but it's not as big as it is in America, of course. We have some other kinds of folk music in Sweden that is similar to the England's or Wales or Scotland's folk music that originally was what country music came from. So it was kind of natural to get into the country music, even if you're in Sweden. But we have some acts in Sweden that do country music. One of our famous, most famous artists are Jill Johnson, a girl country singer, and she's quite good. But I kind of like the American ones better, like, of course, George Strait, Dolly Parton, of course, and the newer ones like Little Big Town is my big favorite band.
Yeah. I love it. Absolutely, absolutely. And now you have your own group, which is really, really cool. You have Andre and the Boys. Can you tell us who all are in the band? Tell us, give your band a shout-out.
Yeah, I will. It's Andre and the Boys. I'm Peter Andre, the lead singer in the band, and we have Ed Martz on the bass. We have Mr. Stefan Langstrand on lead guitars, and we have some other backup musicians when we're on tour. It's Janne Mortensson, and it's Jocke Engberg, and we have some harmony vocals girls, Lulu and Sodi, and we have Miriam Erlin, and those names might sound strange to American people. I'm trying to say them in a more American way here now, because it would be very hard for an American to tell them in the correct Swedish way to tell them. But so, I have a great band, and Andre and the Boys just released their EPs on iTunes now, and you can find it on Spotify too, of course. And we're working hard to go to America now in August and September on a southern tour.
Oh, yeah. And I read that you just recently had a release party, so that is probably a lot of fun. Congratulations on all of that. And like you said, you're mostly on, you know, iTunes, and you can get it there, and that's awesome. That's very easy. People can just get it there and then put it on their iPhones and all their devices.
Yeah, the digital world, it's fast. So, I mean, I can write a song in 2 seconds now, and I record it in a couple of hours, and later it's going to be a single out on iTunes tomorrow or tonight if I would like to do that. So that's a cool way to do it. But, of course, I miss the vinyl records.
A lot of people do. You are not alone.
Yeah, I do. It was more fun. I mean,
yes.
When I was a little kid, now ABBA is from Sweden. Did you know that?
Oh, no, I didn't know that. Wow.
Okay,
very
well,
neat.
ABBA and the girl singer in ABBA, Frida, is from my own hometown, Eskilstuna in Sweden. So anyway, what I would like to tell you about the vinyl is that when I was a young kid, the first group I ever listened to was ABBA. I mean, they were big all over the world, but, you know, holding that vinyl and the cover and everything, and you could read the lyrics, and you could stand there, look at yourself in the mirror, and now I didn't want to be Frida, of course. But, I mean, I listened to ABBA, and I mimed to their songs, and then I started singing, and the vinyl was a great product, and CD, and then iTunes now, the technology is, of course, working in a fast speed, but it's a good way to bring the music out to people, and now you can find Andre and the Boys on iTunes, and I think that's great.
That is so, so great. I hope everyone, you know, definitely checks it out when it releases on iTunes, and I hope everybody checks it all out. We're going to play a couple songs, like I said, of yours tonight, so they're really going to enjoy it, so I'm very excited about
that.
Yes, anytime. And how about we play your first song of the night, The Long Run, and we'll be right back, okay? Let's play it.
It's
the
a great
long
one.
Run.
Thank you for doing that.
Oh, my pleasure. It is a great one. I'm very excited for everybody to hear it and check it out. So here we go. The Long Run by Peter Andre, Andre and the Boys. Here we go. Yeah, The Long Run.
Ever since I found you, I built my world around you like a lost man looking for home. Every time you tease me, you seem to wanna please me. You tell me I'm not walking alone.
Here we go again.
Oh, I guess it's fine. Anyone can tell you're mine. I guess I want a little too much. Every time we touch.
By Peter Andre, Andre and the Boys. Can you tell us a little bit about this song, what this song means to you?
Oh, I lived it, so it means everything to me. I was married, I'm divorced, and that's the love of my life I'm singing about, and I lost her, so I wrote a song about it, and that's what country music is all about, songs from the heart. So I lived the song, and I'm very proud to say that I'm still friends with her, and we're okay. So I'm giving you a little bit personal details here now, but I don't mind because I told you I have no secrets, and country music is about sharing, and I'm sharing my life story here.
It's true. It's true. And it's also it's a song that a lot of people can relate to. I mean, a lot of people have been in that situation or know someone that is in that situation, so it's very healing, I would have to say. You know, a lot of people have gone through
the same thing. Thank you. I don't know what to say. It's warm to me that you're saying that because, I mean, I lived the story. I wrote the song with Mr. Stefan Langstrand, and it's very important to tell people stories from the heart. I mean, I don't want to sing like I could be in an electronic band or anything and just singing, I don't know. I don't want to be rude, but, you know. So I want to sing stories that really mean something and that I can relate to, and that's the only way for me as an artist. I'm a warm-hearted person, and I want to give them all my heart when I'm performing, when I'm writing a song, when I'm singing it. It's got to be real.
Absolutely, and it definitely is real. You know, and I want people to find you on the internet. So can you give us some websites or your social networking sites, all of those pages?
Yeah, of course. The best way to find Andre and the Boys is to go to Facebook and find Andre and the Boys on Facebook, and then there you get everything. Now, we just had a release party for the EP here on Thursday in Sweden in a big bar in my hometown, a beautiful town by a very beautiful lake, and it's called Strängnäs, and that's hard to say. Can you say Strängnäs?
Strängnäs? Did I say it okay?
Very good.
Drangus?
Number
I did.
One. So anyway, so in Drangus, we had a release party on the Tuesday. And when we released these, this EP, the crowd was wild. And we also recorded three of our songs. We recorded music videos for them with the crowd. And you can find those music videos pretty soon on Andre and the Boys. On Facebook. So now Andre, you have to go with spelling Andre with two E's on the end of Andre, no dots or anything. So it's Andre and the Boys. So go
perfect.
Find us.
Perfect. Yes, and we'll also post on our pages where to find you as well in case people, you know, get the name mixed up or whatever. We'll definitely post it. For everybody to
yeah,
get so little bit
Peter
right.
Andre.
Yeah.
Andre is also now again with two E's in the ending. You can just find Peter Andre on Facebook too, and I will be happy to answer any message from anybody that wants to talk to me. So just keep on writing, and there's still, I mean, there's people doing that already, of course. So I have a crowd in Sweden, and of course a bit in some other European countries too. So Americans,
nice.
Start writing to me, and I will... of course, text you back.
Yes, everyone, please make sure you do it. I definitely will be checking out all of your pages and, you know, following everything that you are doing. And I want to also give another shout-out here. You mentioned before that you work with Charlie Wayne Feltz Promotion and Talent, which he's awesome. Charlie Wayne Feltz, we absolutely adore him. He's so, so great. Can you tell us about how you guys met and how this partnership came to be?
Let's go back to Facebook. Where do you meet people today? You meet them on social network. And I was in Sweden,
yes.
And I started planning going over to Nashville for the first time now since 98. And now in 2013, October, November, I went over to Nashville. But before that, I started writing to a lot of people in Nashville that I had been socializing before. When I actually lived in Nashville for half a year in 98, but I didn't know Charlie back then. So I wrote to Charlie and a lot of other people that I'm coming to Nashville, and I also made a tribute song to Dolly Parton that is on the EP, and I had a meeting with Dolly, but that's another story. But I'm going to tell you now about Charlie. So Charlie, I met him on Facebook, and I wrote to him. I sent him my songs, and I told him that I really want to work with him, and I need an agent in America because that's what you need when you work in America. It's important. And Charlie liked my songs, and he could tell that this was something he believed in, and I believed in him. So now we're working together, and Charlie's working very hard on making arrangements for me so I can move to America. Because, as I said, I love Sweden. I don't want to down-talk Sweden in any way. I'm proud of being Swedish, but I'm more American in my heart, my music, and my soul. And I think that Charlie and me, we understand that together in a very good way. And I need to be in Nashville. And where do you have Charlie Wayne Feltz? He's in Nashville. I need to move there.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And definitely. And that just proves another great thing about social networking. You can really meet people that, you know, are so, so great. And just over the Internet, someone that you might not have known otherwise. It's very easy. There's another plus.
Yeah. Can I tell something really quick about the Dolly story?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. So before I went to Nashville, I also recorded an interview, a promotion interview, telling Dolly and all her fans and people that I'm coming to Nashville, and I wrote Dolly a tribute song called Dolly Dolly. It's on the EP with Andre and the Boys.
Wow.
Dolly decided that she would meet me, and I got a meeting with her at her office. But unfortunately, you know, that was when the CMA Awards was about to take place, and Dolly just happened to be in a car accident back then, and she couldn't meet me. But I met Teresa Hughes, her, I don't know what you call it, but she works for Velvet Apple Music, her publishing company, Dolly's own. And so I got a meeting with Teresa. And I was at Dolly's headquarters, and I was so proud just to enter those gates because I love Dolly. Many people do, of course, but I love Dolly in a very special way since I'm a songwriter myself, and she's the reason that I came into country music. I thought it was appropriate to write her a tribute song, and she's very big in Sweden too, of course, and all over the Nordic countries. So I went to Nashville and I brought my song, and I made that interview promotion video before, so, and that was also up on Facebook. So social networking really works, people. You need to do it more.
Yes, agreed, agreed. Wow, that
is so
cool. Just knowing that Dolly Parton knows that you made a tribute and stuff is the coolest thing ever. You know, just having her know your
I'm
name.
I'm still waiting for the meeting with Dolly. I would take a date with her anytime over any woman.
Yeah, yes. Oh, that is so, so
okay,
neat, though.
Of course,
very
Josie
great.
Comes first. I'm sorry.
There we go. No, but
I definitely
hear you. I mean, I think that's most of America that want to meet Dolly Parton. I mean, she just seems like the nicest down-to-earth woman. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Thank you so much again for having me on your show. I'm so proud and honored to be a part of your show. I've been doing a lot of searching on you on the web and everything, and you're a great radio host, and you do a great job.
Thank you. Thank you. That is
awesome.
Well, I'm so glad, though. I'm so glad that you are on the show. I really appreciate it. It's so much fun. I loved it.
Well,
I love it.
This is what music is all about. I mean, to let people hear it, and you do it such a great job with promoting artists on your show and letting new artists to be heard. And, I mean, there's a lot of good ones out there. I'm actually working with a very young girl in Sweden right now called Lulu, and she's going to be a big star one day. She's only 16 years old, but she's my backup singer, harmony-wise, in my band, and she's awesome. And I'm trying to help her. So, I mean, you help artists. I help people in my way, and Charlie is helping me very, very well in his way. And that's the best agent I ever could find. So thank you very
much. Oh, well, it's my pleasure, seriously. And that's what it's all about, is helping one another to kind of move up in that ladder of, you know, trying to follow your dreams. I mean, you need that extra help and support. I mean, everybody needs that. So I definitely hear
and
you.
Give people something. So what's the next song? I'm so curious.
I know. We have your song, Blue Broken Heart. So I'm excited about
that
one.
Yeah.
Blue
play
Broken
that. That's
Heart.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Absolutely. We're going to play that right now, and then we'll be right back, and we could talk a little bit about this song, okay? I'll ask you what it's about, all that fun
totally.
Stuff. Perfect. Here we go.
I'll
Blue
be here.
Broken Heart. Be right back. Here we go.
Thank you.
No problem.
Somebody took my place. We lost love and respect. We went through a lot of pain. What you see is what you get. I saw the devil in that face. Someone to break our love apart. And I'll try to forget with my blue broken heart. With my blue broken heart. I'll try to find the truth in you. I am not a quitter, but I've got a blue broken heart. The fire used to burn. We found passion deep inside. There's so much left to learn. Of all the nights and tears we cried. The fire used to burn. There was nothing left to say. so much we did not earn. All the words we didn't say. When my blue broken heart, I'll try to find the truth in you. I am not a quitter, but I've got a blue broken heart. On a plane to Dallas when we were through, with my blue broken heart, I'll try to find the truth in you. I am not a quitter, but I've got a blue broken heart. I am not a quitter, but I've got a blue broken heart.
And that was Blue Broken Heart by Peter Andre, Andre and the Boys. And you wrote this one as well, is that correct? Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, that was the ending of the relationship. So, I mean, I think it's pretty obvious what I talked about in the beginning. That was the restless relation that died in the long run almost, but in Blue Broken Heart, it really,
right.
But A Blue Broken Heart Makes You Stronger, that's the title of the EP, and I came out on the other side, and I'm pretty good these days. I'm happy, and so there's no tears anymore. I just have a big affection for the love of my life. Her name is Sophia, by the way, and I think that she deserves all the credit in the world, and we're still friends, and who knows, we might get back together. You never know. But Blue Broken Heart is really a sad song, and what's country sometimes all about? Sad songs and heartbreaking stories. I mean, we've all had it, and we've all lived it, probably most of us. And it's a tribute song to the sorrow I had to go through. And if I can share something with others, so if you want to cry, listen to Blue Broken Heart, and then find another life and go on.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think that it's so great. It's such a great song, though. I mean, it's very powerful, and once again, it's another song that a lot of people can relate to, and really, if they're feeling down or whatever, this song could really kind of help you through and kind of, tell you you're not alone. You know, everybody has been through that kind of situation one time or another. So I like another great song that I love that I hope everyone checks out. Remember, iTunes, make sure you just check it all out. And we are running out of time here, but I want to ask you one last question here and about your upcoming projects. Are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about? Anything in the works?
Oh, yes. I'm a hard-working man. I'm always working. I'm already working on the next album, and I'm working on my American tour now in August and September, and Charlie Wayne Phelps can probably tell you more about that later on now, and I'm working very much on that for the moment and planning that. And, of course, I also work in Sweden, not only with music. I work with helping people with mental problems socially every day to find their own way in life, and I'm a psychological nurse, you could say. So I work a lot with helping people every day, and I listen to stories every day with people that really need some helping hand. So it's not only doing that with the music, it's I do that in another job too. So, I mean, they inspire me, and I get to help and reach out to others, and that's important. We all need to do that.
It's true. It's true. You never, you know, you can never do, you know, enough. I mean, you absolutely have to step out and just help whoever you can. I mean, one person just can really, you know, just help someone, change someone's life. And I think you are just incredible. Thank you so, so much for coming on, telling us your story and, you know, chatting with me about all of your music. And we'd love to have you back on anytime, okay? Anytime.
Oh, I will be back on anytime you want me there. It's no problem. And I hope to get to see you when I come to America. And all you American fans out there, I love you very much from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, well, thank you so, so much. And, yeah, we'll definitely check out when your, you know, dates come up and we find out where you're going. We definitely would love to come and support and see you perform. That'd be great. We would love that.
You have to do that.
Definitely.
And just find Andre and the Boys on Facebook. Find Andre and the Boys on iTunes. And you all enjoy the music, and there's more to come.
Yes, there is. We actually have another song that we're going to play a little later on in the night. So we are still not done with you. I love it.
Thank you.
I want to thank you so, so much. And we'll talk with you again really soon, okay? Thank you so much.
I just want to say God bless the world and God bless America and God bless you, Josie.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you so, so much. And just keep doing your thing. Peter Andre, everybody. Round of applause for you. Thank you so much for time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Peter Andre, thank you. Oh, he is awesome. He is such a great, great guy with just such a big heart. He is an incredible, incredible artist. So please make sure you check him out on Facebook. Remember, that's Peter Andre. And remember, Andre is A-N-D-R-E-E. And now we have our next guest in the house, or I should say over the phone lines, technically speaking. So everyone, please welcome my next guest, Mike McCarroll. Yeah. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Josie. How are you?
I am doing so, so well. How are you?
I'm doing just great. It's good to be with you and all your listeners. I appreciate you having me on very much.
My pleasure. I'm very excited to have you on. We have some songs of yours. We have some great questions. I'm ready. It's going to be really great.
Well, good.
Can't wait.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, anytime, anytime. Let's start kind of when you first found out that music was what you wanted to pursue as a career. When did that all start for you?
Well, you know, I've always liked music, but I actually started playing music in the early 70s when a friend taught me how to play guitar. But didn't really get serious about recording and performing till about 10 years ago and started trying to pursue a music career about that time.
Right, right. And who did you really, you know, look up to or still look up to? Who do you really listen to?
You know, honestly, it's kind of transcended. You know, I used to be a rock person back in the Beatles days and then I kind of moved into Southern rock in the 70s and really liked Southern rock a lot. But then later on, I really got into country music in the 80s. I got into Hank Williams Jr. and Waylon Jennings and kind of the outlaw country music there. And then just kind of progressed on. Love country music all through the 90s, people like Travis Tritt and just all the great 90s country artists, Doug Stone, a ton of great artists there, and kind of pursued that line of music.
Right, right. And, you know, I have to say, you are definitely a great, great artist. Like I said, we have a couple of your songs tonight, and I'm looking forward to playing all of them. They're so, so great. And you're actually, this is super cool, you know, a huge, huge event that happens in Nashville, the CMA Fest. I understand you'll be there on June 7th in the Kenny Lee Showcase. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah,
wow,
absolutely.
So much fun.
Charlie Wayne Feltz is my promoter and booking agent, and he got me lined up to play this Kenny Lee showcase. It's going to be at the Miss Jean Mystery Theater right across from Opryland from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. on June the 7th. So I hope any of your listeners that are going to be in Nashville can come on by and see us.
Yes, absolutely. Anyone that's near Nashville at around that time, June 7th, make sure you go out, check it all out. And
yeah, we're really
looking forward
to it.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a really great one. I know a lot of artists are going to be there. You know, you're going to be, you know, rocking it and doing your thing, so it's going to be so great. I would love to go. We'll see.
We'd love to see you there.
Yeah. It would be so much fun. And another thing here that I wanted to mention, you have won and been nominated in contests over the years. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Wow.
Yeah, I've been nominated a few times for things. You know, we won a Battle of the Bands back in 2008 here in Atlanta. It was a multi-genre Battle of the Bands, and we ended up getting a little attention from that. And then my first album caught the attention of some record labels in Nashville, and that was an album called At the Crossroads, At the Crossroads back in 2007. And we ended up playing some showcases for record labels there, and then that kind of led into recording my second album, Honky Tonk Dreams, back in 2010. That album generated quite a bit of interest and ended up getting nominated for a Georgia Music Award for Country Artist of the Year. Also have been nominated by Georgia Country for Artist of the Year, and also was up nominated for a Nashville Music Award for Song of the Year last year.
Oh, congratulations. All of those great successes. You know, being just nominated is incredible, and actually winning and, you know, doing some really, really fun things, meeting new people. I mean, that's what it's about. That is just incredible.
Oh, yeah,
so
it was
cool.
Nice being nominated.
Yeah, absolutely. That's incredible. And you have such great, great music out. Like I said, now, can you tell us about some of the music that you have out right now that's kind of circling in the web where we can check it out?
Yeah, the my Honky Tonk Dreams album is the last one that I put out, and there are several songs on there that have gotten a good bit of attention. One song called If the Devil Brought You Roses has been on about 400 radio stations around the country. A song called Cash Crop seems to be a very popular underground-type song that a lot of people seem to like, and I understand it's still being played all over the state of Alabama right now and Mississippi on radio stations. So, yeah, there are several songs on that album that seem to have gotten a good bit of attention, and I've got a new one that's been released here recently called My Guns. And My Guns is actually going to be on the new album that's coming out about August or September. And it's sort of a Second Amendment-type song. I'm a big believer in the Second Amendment, and this song was actually written by local West Georgia songwriter Sheila Quattlebaum and a gentleman named Bill Osofsky. Can hardly pronounce his name. And But they're great songwriters. It is a wonderful song, and I brought in some really good folks to help me out with it, and it seems to be really getting a lot of attention, and got a lot of folks wanting to get some airplay on it. So looking forward to having that on the album and getting a lot of good feedback on it already.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have to let us know when all that releases and comes out so we could play it on our station, Country Blast Radio, and we could promote it, whatever you would like. We could do that. That'd be so cool.
Oh, that's wonderful. I appreciate that so much.
Anytime. Anytime. Let's do that. That is so, so cool. And, you know, we have your song, If the Devil Brought You Roses, and I would love to play that right now, okay? I want to hear this one. Let's do it.
Thank you.
All right. Everyone, please check out. Thank you. Everyone, let's do this. If the Devil Brought You Roses by Mike McCarroll. We'll be right back with him in just a moment.
Had some Cuervo for breakfast. Shot him down with Miller Lite. Pouring whiskey on a heartache is burning me alive. Shaky hands, dodging numbers, praying you'd be home. Got a question for you, baby. Darling, don't you hang up the phone. If the devil brought you roses and a bottle of red wine, angel, would you take me back to heaven just one more time? Biggest since the day I left you, I've been to hell and back again. If the devil brought you roses. Would you let him back in? Every night without you chills me to the bone. And when I think about you, it's hellfire and brimstone. Baby, won't you tell me I'm sleeping in your arms tonight? I never was an angel, but I sure miss paradise. If the devil brought you roses and a bottle of red wine, angel, would you take me back to heaven just one more time? Baby, since the day I left you, I've been to hell and back again. If the devil brought you roses, would you let him back in? Since the day I went away, I've been to hell and back again. If the devil brought you roses, would you let him back in? If the devil brought you roses, would you let him sweet talk his way back in? If the devil brought you roses, would you let him back in? That's what I want to know.
Let me in, baby. Please.
And that was If the Devil Brought You Roses by Mike Carroll. Now, that song has a great beat and is so well written. Can you tell us about this song? You wrote it, all that fun stuff.
Sure. Actually, I did not write that song, Josie. That was written by Kim Williams. He's a hit writer in Nashville. Kim has written a lot of hits for Garth Brooks. He also wrote a big hit for Randy Travis called Three Wooden Crosses. And that song was actually given to me by country artist Doug Stone. Doug was a neighbor of mine for quite a while, and Doug gave me the song. It had never been released, and so I recorded it and released it, and it's been a great one for me.
Oh, yeah. You sang the hecky out of that song. It was so good. It was so great.
So
anytime. I just loved it. I really did. And, you know, we want to just get out there where we could, you know, purchase your music and your website. So just give us all of that information so we can find you.
Absolutely. My website is simply MikeMcCarroll.com. And my music can be found just about anywhere on iTunes, Amazon, Rhapsody, Napster, pretty much all the online providers, also CD Baby, or music could be ordered through my website. I also have a music page on my Facebook page, and Facebook is just Mike McCarroll, and there's also a Mike McCarroll fan page as well. Also,
Reverb?
I have a Reverb Nation page as well. It's just Reverb Nation Mike McCarroll.
Check it all out, everyone. Definitely go searching, and when in doubt, Google his name and he pops right up. It's very simple to do. Please make sure you do that. Check it out. Mike McCarroll, everybody. And I want to play your other song that we have here called Waiting on the Whiskey to Work, and we'll be right back. Let's play this one now. Let's check it out. Thank you. Here we go. Waiting on the Whiskey to Work. Here we go.
Kill a memory,
By Mike McCarroll, and we're back with him right now. And as you mentioned a little earlier, you work with Charlie Wayne Felch, who is incredible, of Charlie Wayne Felch Promotion and Talent. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, how you guys met, what's it like, you know, working with him, all that fun stuff?
Charlie is a great guy. I met Charlie over Facebook, and he actually contacted me and heard some of my music and liked it, and Charlie actually came down to visit me. I live west of Atlanta, Georgia, and he came down one Saturday while my band was rehearsing and met with me and the band, and we developed a relationship, and Charlie's been promoting my music ever since and working on booking for us. So Charlie's a great guy. I love working with him.
He really, really is. He definitely gets all of your stuff out there. He is so, so great with that, and I want to ask you if you're currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about, maybe another album in the future. What's been going on? Writing? What's up?
I sure am. All of that. You know, I'm writing a lot of new songs, and I'm right in the process of recording a brand new album that I'm hoping to have released by August or September. It's kind of an unusual thing, the name of it, and it's kind of a funny story how it came about, but the name of the album is going to be Twanglish. That name was actually given to me. It was given to me by my producer. He told me that he had another writer in the studio one time who they decided that there's no term for just redneck speech, and they came up with the term Twanglish. And my producer said that would be a great song. He said, you have 1 year to write that song. If you don't write it, I'm going to write it. So I wrote the song and recorded it, and the album is going to be titled Twanglish.
That is such a good one. I love that. It's so unique, and it pretty much is self-explanatory. I mean, it gets right to the point, and I can't wait for that to release.
Sure, and this song I'm really, or the album I should say, I'm really looking forward to. It's going to have some great songs. I just recorded two songs with members of the Atlanta Rhythm Section that are going to be on this album, and I'm really looking. One of them was an old Atlanta Rhythm Section song called Mixed Emotions, and another one was another song given to me by Doug Stone called Bluer Than Memphis. And it was done sort of country R&B style, but we rearranged it and did it kind of Atlanta Rhythm Section style, and it really came out great. So I'm looking forward to folks to hear that.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, you have to let us know when all that comes out. We'd love to check it out and show our support, promote it, et cetera, et cetera. That would be so great.
Absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Anytime. I would absolutely love that. And I know that you will be, you know, like I said, at the CMA Fest on June 7th. But do you have any other upcoming performances planned where your new fans can check you out if they're in that area? And it's
I do. I'll give you a couple of immediate ones. And we've got other stuff on the calendar, and we've got new things being booked kind of as we speak. But I'm really looking forward to playing a new venue in West Georgia on July the 12th. It's a new venue called East of Austin. And it's going to be a great listening venue. And I'm going to be opening for a great songwriter named Chris Humans, who's a local West Georgia singer-songwriter. And I love Chris's music, and it's really kind of an honor for me to be able to open for her. And then in July the 25th, we're going to be performing at a club called The Vinyl in downtown Atlanta. I've performed there before, and it's a great stage, great lighting, great sound, and I really look forward to playing there. But we've got other stuff coming up, but that's kind of the immediate things.
Perfect, perfect. And I know that you'll update us with all of that, you know, all the other ones that are coming up on your website. So that's your one-stop shop. That's your best bet.
Yep,
right,
they'll
there.
All be posted right there.
All right. I like that. Very easy. So, you know, just keep checking on the website. We'll post the website after the show everywhere, so you will not miss it. And I want to ask a couple fun questions here before we completely run out of time, but I love my fun questions.
Sure.
So the first one is, can you share with us one of your greatest career memories so far? What would you say?
You know, I think probably my greatest career memory was the honor of just being nominated for a Georgia Music Award and getting to attend the award show, and I think that's probably the highlight for me.
Oh, yeah, I would definitely say. I would definitely say so. That is so cool. Absolutely. And then another fun question here, what would you, you know, where would you like to see your career 5 years from now? You think you're still going to, you know, really be rocking and, you know, putting out, you know, new music, all that fun stuff?
Yeah, I plan to continue writing and putting out albums and just performing as long as I can. And I just enjoy doing it. For me, it's just fun, and just going to keep doing it as long as I can.
Yeah, and, you know, you have to have the downtime as well, you know, while you're really working. So what are some fun things that you like to do, you know, some hobbies when you're not working on music?
You know, I like to do yard work, to be honest with you. I'm just kind of a home person. I like to work out in the yard and do a lot of landscaping type and gardening type stuff, and that's kind of how I relax.
Yeah, you have to have that one moment where you have, you know, you're able to kind of zone out and be in your own world, you know, to get away from craziness. You have
to
have that.
Yeah, I live on a lake, too, and I live on a lake as well, and so that kind of lends itself to boating and, you know, fishing and those sort of things.
Oh, yeah, being outdoorsy, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, I love it.
Oh, that is so, so cool. And, you know, I have to thank you so, so much for coming on the show. And we'd love to have you back on any time, you know, when your new album comes out or new performances, anything you'd like to update us on. We'd love to have you back. Be so great.
Well, that's fantastic, Josie. Thank you so much, and I appreciate it, and I appreciate all the listeners being here tonight, too.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so, so much. And we'll talk with you again very, very soon. Mike McCarroll, everybody, thank you so, so much. Talk with you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Mike McCarroll, everybody. Thank you. Another great, great guest. Oh, we loved it. So far, we've talked with Peter Andre and Mike McCarroll. It's going to be, you know, it's a really great show. I'm loving this so far. And, you know, we still have another guest coming up pretty soon. But I want to play some extra songs here. So let's do other song that we didn't get to during the interview, Mike McCarroll's song, I Had It All. So let's play that right now, and we will be right back. Right back. There we go.
I had it all when I had you. I had this world and heaven too. Now I've got hell to pay for what I put you through when you were mine. I had it all. You were the first, and you'll be the last. If I keep living in the past, had to walk away before I learned to crawl when you were mine. I had it all. I had it all. Your time, your touch, your tenderness. I even had your sweet caress before the fall. When I had your love, I had it all. You built me up. If I knew then what I know now, the love that we lost would be the love we found. And yesterday would turn. Your time, your touch, your tenderness. I even had your sweet caress before the fall. When I had your love, I had it all. I had it all. Your time, your touch, your tenderness. I even had your sweet caress before the fall. When I had your love, I had it all. When I had your love, I had it all.
Mike McCarroll's last song of the night, I Had It All. And so now I'm very excited. My next guest has arrived. So everyone, please, please give a warm welcome to my next guest, Peachy Pyron. Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, hello. Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing pretty great. I'm very excited to be chatting with you, playing your great music. It's going to be a great, great night. Very excited.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm really excited, too.
Good, good. See, this is a good start then. We're off to a great start so far. So first off, can you tell us how music all started for you? When did this all start?
I wanted to play an instrument in the first grade, and Mom told me I couldn't play anything that was too hard to carry around, so I couldn't play the harp or piano or anything. She wanted it to be something I could carry, so I started taking guitar lessons in the first grade, and then that led to me taking vocal lessons. I think it was in, like, the fourth grade. I started taking vocal lessons, and about a year and a half ago, I played my first gig and decided that was what I really loved doing. And it's just been crazy, everything that's fallen into place. It's been such a blessing the past year. Everything has been crazy busy and fallen into place, so it's definitely been awesome. But started out probably in first grade with guitar lessons.
Wow. Wow, that is so, so young to, you know, really get started. And you, like you said, you can play the guitar. You're also a great, great singer and songwriter. Can you tell us a little bit about your songwriting? Do you, you know, is your songwriting process pretty much, you know, things that, you know, happen in your life, kind of relatable?
Yes, definitely. I get a lot of my inspiration for my writing definitely with things that happen in my life and things that happen in people's lives that I'm around also. I draw a lot of inspiration from things that I see and hear also. Definitely things that I just pick up on throughout the day, but also personal experiences too.
Awesome, awesome. And I've seen on your page you're under artist development right now. Can you tell us a little bit about that for those who don't know what that is?
Yeah, artist development, I guess it depends on what type of artist you are, but with me it's for music. So I'm under artist development with Jan Smith in Atlanta. So she and I, we do a lot of vocal training. That pretty much sums it up. So vocal training and definitely just rounding out and finding the artist I want to be personally and finding music I like. So I think that's
awesome.
Learning that.
Yeah, pretty much learning all that goes along with that. That is very, very, very neat. Yeah.
It's exciting.
You know, who do you really look up? That is exciting. That is so exciting.
Yeah.
I love that. I never heard of that, you know, before reading your page. And I was like, wow, that is so cool to get into, you know?
Yeah, it definitely is.
Yeah. And who do you look up to? Who are you a fan of?
I think I listen to a lot of music, not just country, but some of the artists I listen to most, I definitely have to go with Kacey Musgraves. I love her. I'm a big fan. So I love Kacey. I actually just saw her a couple weeks ago. She's awesome. And I've been a really big fan of Miranda for a couple of years now, Miranda Lambert. I just like her energy when she performs, and her music is super duper good. So I like her a lot too.
Oh, yeah, you pretty much just listed my favorites, too, in the country music.
Yeah, I love them.
Oh, yeah. I definitely
they're great.
Agree
I listen...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I do listen to a lot of other artists, but I think those two are pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm the same way. Like, I mean, if it has a great beat to it and it's, like, you know, the lyrics are awesome and all that, I don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? Music is music to me. So, yeah, I definitely... Yeah, and you have some great, great music out right now. You currently have an EP available, right?
Awesome. Yes, I do. It's a 5-track EP. That one, they're all originals. I think 4 co-writes and 1 original, but all original songs. And they're recorded up in Nashville, I think in November, and it's a full 5-track EP. So that one's pretty cool. I'm excited about it.
Absolutely, as you should be. And we have a couple songs, a few songs actually, tonight to play. And where can we go to purchase your music? Best place.
Awesome. You can purchase my CD. I don't have it up on iTunes as of now, but we're looking into that. You can find it on SoundCloud, or you can purchase it on my website, which is just peachypyron.com. So it's my name.
Yes, I love that. I love that. You know, and I love that. I like that.
Thank you.
Very, very neat. Check that out. Yeah, and I seen, you know, there's a really cool story behind your name. A lot of people call you Peachy, and that kind of just caught on, right?
So yes, it did.
I like it. So good. It's so good.
Thank you.
I love that. Yeah. And so please make sure you guys check out the website. I mean, that's your one-stop shop for all things Peachy Pyron. Please make sure you do that. Yeah. Do it. And also, I want to play your first song of the night, I'm in Love with My Guitar. I like the title of that one already. So can we play that one now?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Perfect. Thank you. So let's play that right now. I'm in Love with My Guitar by Peachy Pyron, and be right back. that was I'm in Love with My Guitar by Peachy Pyron, and we're back with her right now. That song is so catchy. Can you tell us about this song, what it means to you?
Yeah, definitely. I actually wrote this song, I think I wrote this one in September after a breakup, and I was actually shopping for guitars and up in Nashville, and it was a couple of days after me and the ex-boyfriend broke up, and I literally fell in love with a guitar. And so I went into the writing session, and we were joking around about me being in love with a guitar, and it actually ended up becoming a song and something kind of funny and sad at the same time. I actually just fell in love with a new guitar. I had to let the old one go. I fell in love with a new one this weekend, so I got a new one this weekend up in Nashville, too. So I was up there this weekend, and I love it so much. I'm in love with the new guitar.
See, now you have to do a follow-up song. I'm in love with my new guitar.
Exactly. Yeah.
Follow-up song. There you go. That is awesome. I love that because it's, you know, it's a very, you know, a lot of people have went through a breakup. And, I mean, come on, you could fall in love with your guitar. It could happen, people.
Exactly.
I love it. It's such a good song. And I want to get out, you know, all of your social networking sites, all that fun stuff, websites. So can you please just give us all your links that, you know, are the
yes,
best ones
definitely.
To reach you at?
Okay. I'm basically everywhere. So the best way to find me, though, is on my website, which is like the – I would call it the epicenter. So it's the center, though, where you can find everything. It's got links to my Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, SoundCloud, Reverb Nation, all my shows, everything. And that's where you can purchase CDs. So everything you need to know is up on the website, and that's peachypyron.com.
Perfect. Very easy. Yeah, I like how your website's set up because it pretty much links you to all of your pages, so you
yep.
really can't miss anything. So
yeah, exactly.
Check it out.
It's pretty easy to figure out, too. I'm not very good with websites and technology, but it's not too hard to figure out. So it's all up there.
No, no. You can't even, I mean, you're not good at websites because it's a really great one.
Thank you.
So good. It's so good. I absolutely love it. So please make sure you check out that website after the show. We'll post it everywhere, too, so don't miss it. And I want to really talk a little bit about, you know, any other projects that you're working out. Maybe a new album coming up. You know, what's been in the works? What's going on?
Right now, we're basically focusing on artist development. And in that, I've been doing a lot of writing, so there could be something coming up. Who knows? But I've been writing a lot of new stuff, new material, which is all artist development. You could classify it as artist development. So that's very exciting, you know, having a bunch of new stuff to play and learn with. So that is in the works, but there could be something coming up.
Never know. You never know.
Never know.
I like it. Well, we're definitely going to keep a lookout and, you know, check everything out. You know, we'll definitely support because we love the music. It's so good.
Thank you
so
much.
Catchy. Anytime. And I want to play your next song that we have, Careful What You Wish For, and we will be right back, all right? Let's
awesome.
Play it. Awesome. Here we go. Careful What You Wish For.
Overconfidence for a while to be
And that was Careful What You Wish For by Peachy Piron, and we're back with her right now. And what I want to ask you is, do you have any upcoming performances planned where your fans can see you? Anything coming up?
Yes, I do, actually. Tomorrow night, tomorrow I have two shows. I'll be playing tomorrow morning at the Cherokee Arts Festival. That one's in Canton, Georgia. I don't know what time it is. I think it's 11 to 2, and then I'll be playing an acoustic show at City on a Hill in Woodstock, Georgia. That's a church. So that'll be, I'll be leading worship tomorrow at 5.
Oh, that is so incredible. So definitely good luck with that. Have so much fun and just enjoy.
Thank you. You can find all my upcoming stuff, though, on the website.
Perfect, perfect. I love that. And I want to ask a couple fun questions here for you.
Sure.
Who have you met? Yeah, I love fun questions. Who have you met that has made the biggest impression on you in your career? Who would you say?
I'd have to go with Mama Jana if I'm talking about my career. She's been not only a great role model for me, but also just her voice in my music and having her opinion and her helping hand and support that's there for me all the time, no matter music or not. That's been so amazing. In the past year that I've been working with her, things have improved in ways I could not even put into words. It's absolutely crazy. I never would have thought that things would change that way, but it's been so stinking cool to see that they have, all because of one woman coming into my life and helping me out. So that's awesome.
Yeah, you need that. Everyone needs that, you know, support and push and motivation. And that's really cool that you found that in her. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's been really cool.
Yeah. And I want to ask you, you know, if there's one place that you would really love to perform that you haven't performed yet, where would you like to perform? What would you say? What's your top?
Ooh, that's a tough one. If I had to say place, ooh, that is very tough. I don't know if I could say a certain place or venue, but I've really been wanting to play up in Asheville, North Carolina. I haven't been able to go there yet, but we've been looking at venues and places up there that look so cool. That's supposed to be a really, really cool place to play, and so I've been looking into that. So I'd have to say Asheville, just a round answer.
Yeah. That is so cool. Absolutely. And one of these days, you have to let us know when you have like a show, you know, coming up that's around Illinois or anywhere close. We'd love to see you perform.
Yeah.
That would be really, really neat.
Yeah, that'd be really, really cool.
That would be super, super cool. We would definitely, definitely love that. And I also, another fun question here for you. While performing, have you ever had any embarrassing onstage moments? Because when you're live, anything can happen. Have you ever had
those
moments?
Yes, I've had tons. I'm sure you've probably heard all the way in Illinois that I'm very clumsy. Everyone knows that. If you're around me, you'll figure it out pretty quick. I'm super duper clumsy. It comes naturally. I can't really help it. So I fall all the time. If I don't fall like 4 times a day, then it's just an off day for me.
It's not a day.
So
yeah.
I definitely fall all the time. I can't say there's been one that's super embarrassing because I've just kind of learned to go with it and
it's just
what happens. It's live.
Exactly. Well, I like that kind of attitude because, you know, some people would just be like, oh, you know, embarrassed and want to, like, hide in the hole. But, like, you seem like you really, you know, have it together and will do whatever.
Yeah,
you
just gotta embrace it.
Exactly. And, I mean, come on. Everyone has had, you know, those moments. I mean, I've heard of wardrobe malfunctions and all sorts of things. So you're good.
I'm good so far.
Exactly. And another fun question here for you. What are some fun things that you like to do, some hobbies, when you're not working on your music?
I think this one's up on my website, actually. I think that question is. If it's not, then it's on my interview on YouTube. That one's a really fun interview. You can watch that. But some of my favorite things to do, other than singing and playing, would definitely have to be painting. I love painting. I can't say I'm very good at it. I'm not Picasso yet, but I love painting. I also love baking. I bake all the time. So I like doing that, so I'm not the one who gets fat. It's everyone else I gave it to. I'm just kidding. But I love to bake. So I bake and paint, and I like running a lot, too. So those are three things I like to do a lot.
Awesome, because you need that downtime to kind of keep you sane, in all everything that you're doing. Exactly, exactly. Very, very neat. And I definitely want to check out that interview. Is it on YouTube, did you say? You can check it
out? Yes, it's up on YouTube. I think the link might be posted on my website. Can't say 100%. If it's not, you can just Google me, something, YouTube me. I don't know what you call it. Search me on YouTube, something like that. But you can find that one on there.
Perfect, perfect. Check it out. And I'm pretty sure if, you know, people just type in your name, Peachy Pyron, you'll pop right up. So easy peasy.
I should.
Awesome, awesome. And I have another song of yours, I believe. I just got the thumbs up. We do have another song. So let's play Worth the Burn, and we'll be right back and talk a little bit about this song, okay?
Awesome.
Hit it. Awesome, here we go. Hit it. Worth the Burn. Was Worth the Burn by Peachy Pyron, and we're back with her right now. Can you tell us a little bit about Worth the Burn and tell us, you know, all about it?
Yeah, I wrote that one. I tend to do most of my writing up in Nashville, so I've got to say I wrote that one up in Nashville also. I wrote that one with Bonnie and Clay. That one, actually, I whenever I write, I bring in ideas that I've, I guess you could say, like, accumulated, because I go up there every other week. So ideas that I've come up with or thought up of in the last week since I've written. So that was actually one of my ideas, was Worth a Burn. So I brought that one up there, and that one I wrote about just in a relationship, having something be tough to love, you know what I'm saying, but it always being worth it. So I wrote that one. I thought it was very relatable and something I had gone through personally, so I totally understood, but that's what I wrote that one about. That's Worth a Burn. That's the title song of the EP.
I like it. I like it. It really is very relatable. A lot of people have, you know, gone through that or know someone that has gone through the same thing. So it's a great song for all ages. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I think so too.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, you've worked, you know, kind of in songwriting by yourself and then also with, you know, co-writers. Which one do you think is much easier or harder, you know, working with other brains or, you know, doing it yourself? What would you say?
I think that's a really good question. I think if you don't write, then it's something I wondered until I started writing also. Co-writing, what was it like? Was it easy? When I started co-writing, I found it to be so much, no, I wouldn't say easier, but so much cooler being in that atmosphere. Getting to write with different people, though, is the most amazing thing because you can bounce ideas off each other and think of the things you couldn't think of on your own, and it's just a totally new song, and it's just so cool. Definitely with each writer, it's a new thing. So I like co-writing a lot.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, like you said, you can bounce ideas off of each other. And then also it's probably just a lot of fun, too, kind of being
exactly.
in that
space.
Exactly,
it's always really fun.
Yeah, just having fun, just, you know, working. I mean, come on, nothing better than that. That is very,
exactly.
very neat. Yeah, we actually ran out of time, but I just want to thank you so, so much for coming on the show. And I want you to come back on the show anytime you'd like anything, you know, us to promote or anything.
Yeah,
that'd
be awesome. Thank you guys.
On.
Yeah, thank you so much
thank
for having
so
me.
Much. My pleasure, my pleasure. Chat with you very, very soon. Thank you so, so much, Peachy Pie
yeah,
Ron,
awesome.
Everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Awesome, awesome. I had so much fun talking with Peachy Pyron. She is just so sweet, so nice. I had so much fun chatting with her and talking about music. And she is such a great, great songwriter and singer. And I very, very just incredible, incredible voice and incredible talent. So I'm very excited that we got to chat with her and all of my guests. We had so, so much fun talking with just all three of these very, very talented artists. We got to speak with Peter, Andre and the boys, Peachy Pyron, and also Mike McCarroll. I mean, come on, nothing better than that. We had so, so much fun. And we are not done because we still have another song from Peter Andre, who was my first guest. So let's play this extra song that we didn't have time to play during his interview. So let's do it. This one's called Hey, Hey, Jesus, and we will be right back. Check it out.
If Jesus been around today, he would have been a rock star, a rebel with six strings to play, telling the world you've gone too far. He would dine with all kinds of people, seeking out the poor and needy. If Jesus
believe, or what you call God, if he's a man, a woman, or both, let's all agree, we've gone too far. He's got one big message for you. Forgive, forget, and love. Forgive, forget, and love.
Andre and the Boys, and Hey Hey Jesus, his song Hey Hey Jesus. And I want to really quick just bring it on to my producer, who is going to be talking about our VIPs, and then I'll come back and talk about our announcements for, you know, the day. Here we go. Here's some our VIPs. Thank you. Take it away.
Hello. We are ready for some VIPs. All right. So let's start out here with Brad Howard. Brad Howard has got a show tomorrow night, May 17th at 12 o'clock p.m. at Smitty's Bar and Grill. Went ahead and took the luxury of looking this up for you. And Smitty's Bar and Grill on the Hill is the official name. And you can find Brad Howard playing there. The address is 1960 Murfreesboro Road, Lebanon, Tennessee, if I have that right. So make sure you go ahead and check that out. And if you go to Brad Howard's Facebook page, you'll see all the details there as well to make it nice and easy for you. Next, let's talk a little bit about Mark Wildman. Mark Wildman, if you go ahead and you go on to Josie's Facebook page or you go on to Mark Wildman's Facebook page, you will find Midnight Train. There's a little clip on the page right there on Josie's personal Facebook page. Just go on there, click on the page, and you will find his music and be able to take a listen. Next, Fraser Newcomb and the Down East Trio. On Saturday, June 14th, they are going to be playing at 7 o'clock p.m., and it will be in Spring Hill, Nova Scotia. So if you're anywhere near there, make sure you stop by. It will be at Dr. Carson's and Marion Murray's Community Center at 6 Main Street, again in Spring Hill, Nova Scotia. They will also have there with them the Step Dancers. They're called the Saunders Sisters, so make sure you check that out. That will be a lot of fun. Up next, let me tell you about Wayne Jacobs. If you go to Josie's Facebook page, you will find In Cold Blood. It is there and ready for you to listen to, so we thank Wayne for putting that up. Next, we have got new music on Country Blast Radio for Tim Garman. So if you go ahead and you can see it on Tim Garman's Facebook page, you can find it on Josie's Facebook page. There's the request line for you to go ahead and text in requests to hear Tim's song. And you can just go ahead, and it's actually, the song is called Timmy's Thing, And you can always put in requests at 331-442-5833. Also, you can find on Lisa Skinner's page or on Josie's Facebook page, you can find an area to vote. So you can vote for Cry and Shame and the Coast to Coast mixtapes. So make sure you click that link and give Lisa Skinner a vote. That would be fantastic for you to do. Now, let me go ahead and go over to the JosieShow.com VIP membership tab and give you some other information. Tim Garman, you can always find him on Facebook as well as at TimGarmanMusic.com. Vince Anthony, you know you can find him at VinceAnthonyOnline.com. He has got a music page and he has got a regular page on Facebook, so just type in Vince Anthony in the search bar and you can go ahead and find out what's going on. If you go to VinceAnthonyOnline.com, click on the tour tab. He's got quite a few shows set up in multiple states, so please make sure you click there, find out if he's going to be near you, and check out a show. He puts on a great performance, so if he's anywhere near you, you want to make sure that you catch one of those. Next, Larry J. Massey. You can hear him on Country Blast Radio and Daily Rotation, of course, and you can find him on Facebook and also at ReverbNation.com/Larry Massey. Wayne Jacobs, I told you a little bit about the song that he has posted on Facebook, so you can find it on his page, on Josie's page, and then you can also always find what Wayne Jacobs has going on at WayneJacobs.co. That's just .co at the end. I gave you information on Brad Howard's performance tomorrow, Saturday. But you can also find his information on Facebook by going to facebook.com/Brad Howard Music or reverbnation.com/Brad Howard. We have got two fantastic songs in rotation for Rick Seaman on Country Blast Radio, and you can also find him on Facebook. So just go ahead and hit facebook.com/Rick.Seaman, that's S-E-A-M-A-N .3, the number 3. And you can always keep abreast of what he has going on, or just tune into the station and hear his music. Fraser Newcomb, I told you about in Nova Scotia. He's got a show coming up here in June, but you can find out all of his information on his Facebook page as well as going to FraserNewcomb.com. We want to say congratulations to Lace Whitworth. If you go on his Facebook page, you will see that he has been signed by Heartland Records, which is fabulous. And he was at the Grammys Block Party in Nashville as well. So go on his page on Facebook. Just type in Lace Whitworth, L-A-Y-C-E, Whitworth, W-H-I-T-W-O-R-T-H. He has got fabulous pictures on there. You definitely don't want to miss those. Lots of requests still coming in for his music on Country Blast Radio, so you can tune in there and hear his music on a daily basis as well. I told you about Mark Wildman, and you can find his information on his Facebook page. You can also find it on Josie's Facebook page. Mark Wildman, you can find his site at markwildman.com. He also has markwildman.net, and he spells that M-A-R-C-W-I-L-D-M-A-N. So make sure you check that out. Next, Will Sterling. You can find him on Facebook. You can also find him at reverbnation.com/W-Sterling. So make sure you go ahead and check out his music, scroll down his page, and find some of his songs. Reverb Nation, he has got a ton of songs on Reverb Nation. One is fantastic as the next, so make sure you go ahead and check that out. I told you about the contest for Lisa Skinner. Make sure you go ahead and give that a little click and vote for her so that she can get her music on the items that she's looking to get it on. At the same time, you can find her on Facebook. You can also find her on Reverb Nation by going to reverbnation.com/, and after the forward slash, you're going to find her at Lisa Huffman Skinner. Lisa, L-I-S-A, Huffman, H-U-F-F-M-A-N, and then Skinner, S-K-I-N-N-E-R. So make sure you go ahead and do that. Now, for any of these artists, all you have to do is put their name in the Facebook search bar, and you can find them. There are multiple pages if they have them, or their individual pages, but everybody is on Facebook. You can also go to josieshow.com and just click on the VIP membership tab. It's that easy. All their pictures and clickable links are there that'll take you to their sites, and that'll save you the search. We made it real simple for you. If you are an artist, a songwriter, an actor, anything at all in the entertainment field, and you are interested in having your advertisement put on Country Blast Radio as well as on The Josie Show and all of our media outlets and our sites, feel free to just go ahead and click on the VIP membership tab at josieshow.com. Right at the top, you can go ahead and you can sign up to become a very own VIP member yourself. It takes 1 minute to sign up, and the benefits last you an entire year. All right. I'm going to turn this back over to you, Josie, because that's all I have. How's that? And I got a ding. See, it's fun when I get a ding. That's awesome. All right. There you go.
Awesome, awesome. Ding, ding. So now for some announcements. I'm very, very excited. Country Western Radio, our countdown. Country Blast Radio Countdown Blast for May will be aired on Thursday, May 29th at 7 p.m. Central. So please mark that in your calendar, May 29th. Please make sure you check that out. And also, if you missed my interview last Sunday on Fishing Country Now, Cowgirl Divas Radio, we will re-air it on The Josie Show on May 30th. And I got to speak with Tom Flatten, and we even had Gail Carson join us, and it was a lot of fun. I was on the other end of the mic. I was the one being interviewed, and it was so much fun. I had a blast. So please make sure you check that out. May 30th, we'll re-air the interview. And also, Country Blast Radio's Giveaway Tuesdays, we've been doing it the past few weeks. We brought it back from a kind of long hiatus, but it is back. And so this coming week on Tuesday, May 20th, we'll bring you Artist of the Day, Edie Foy. So please listen in on Tuesday for Edie's song to play. And when you hear one, just be the first to text her name into the station, and you can win great merchandise from the one and only Edie Foy. So please make sure you check that out. And the station number to text is 331-442-5833. And once again, the only way you're able to get this wonderful merchandise from Edie Foy is just being the first one to text that number, 331-442-5833. Text Edie Foy with that text there. When you hear one of her songs play, of course. And then there you go. That's it. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. So please make sure you check that all out. And also, I got to give some big props and special thank yous to CMG Radio and Fishing Country Now, Cowgirl Divas Radio, for re-airing our shows. And so to get all airing details, please just click on our syndication tab on our site at josieshow.com. And also another special thank you to Charlie Wayne Phelps Talent and Promotion for all of the endorsements and also getting us such wonderful, wonderful guests. And you can get their information on our VIP page, so check that out. And next Friday on The Josie Show, my guests are Brian Collins, Mark Wildman, and Pete Hunt. So make sure you do not miss that. So thank you all so, so much for tuning in tonight for another great episode of The Josie Show, and we will see you guys next time. So good night, everybody. Love you guys. Mwah! Thank you for tuning in to The Josie Show.